Welcome, welcome, welcome to Gab and Jam, episode 327. What's our topic today?
Our topic today is using humor in your art.
Okay, so as you might know, we love just a little bit of humor, but what in our artistic and the things that we consume. However, what happens when you incorporate it into your art? Here are some potential benefits and detriments of that. And I'm thinking about, I know DIY rock star songwriters. I'm thinking people like Weezer. I'm thinking about early Eminem. I used to love some of the humor. And in fact, I kind of miss it when people kind of go, you know, they start and that's kind of their brand. I mean, I love Cake and they have a little element of humor in what they do. All right. So the first pro is it's a great way to express yourself. So my philosophy is have a little fun as you are, you know, as you are, whatever you think is funny and fun, incorporating that, it just seems natural if that is who you are. Do you, are there any bands or brands that you enjoy that are, have a little humor built in?
Well, in terms of bands, I don't know that I could say that there are, not off the top of my head, that have that, but I'm thinking about like movies.
Okay.
And like my favorite, some of my favorite directors, the Daniels.
Okay.
They're the ones that made Swiss Army Man.
Ah.
And they made Everything Everywhere All at Once.
And that's definitely.
And they have specific, it's very crude humor.
Yeah.
But they like weave it into like these stories that are really heartfelt and warm and emotional.
And then
in a way that I think is
balance
good.
It with a little humor.
I think it works really, really well.
Yeah. So that is a benefit because if that's who you are, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I keep thinking, going back in my head to the early days of rap when it was more incorporated in, and then later when we got to the kind of the Tupac era, it was all hard, hard, hard. And again, we kind of enjoy a little bit of that, the balance. So that way you're not always hard, but then you're not always probably funny either.
I just thought about TLC.
Yeah.
They have some humor and some other stuff.
Yeah, and it kind of balances with some of the topics that were not very kid friendly, but because they had kind of a little bit of both, it made it where cross generational, right? By both, so that was kind of nice.
Yeah.
All right, so another pro, again, if your fans already expect that from you, then weaving that into your branding is also another. I'm thinking about now, that Chapel Roan, I was thinking about the new artist, Chapel Roan, that Zandalique kind of turned me on to. And a lot of her, I know her visuals and even some of her lyrics have that humorous element. And she's definitely talking about some very serious topics. But the way she, you know, expresses it is, and I like that. I mean, to me, it seems natural. It doesn't seem corny or anything like that. So that, again, is a benefit. If your branding supports that and it's a natural expression of who you are, that's great, right? Okay, of course, what is a potential con of adding humor to your art is it can offend someone who, you know, who is supposed to have gotten you. And I mean, that's just that is a kind of the detriment of expression, period. But some people get easily offended, and maybe the joke that you're making kind of rubs in the wrong way, even if it is a part of what they think is your branding. So
sometimes, you know, people can be sometimes misinterpreted, or sometimes people, like, you make a joke and you think that it's, but it's like that you don't realize that it's like a level of ignorance as well.
Yeah.
So it's important to really kind of think about that. Or just decide, again, I'm thinking about the Daniels, Swiss Army Man, Everything Everywhere All at Once. There are some scenes in both of those movies, like fart jokes, and, you know, things like that, that some people are just going to be like, that's crass and childish, and I hate it. And they're losing that audience, but they probably don't care.
Right.
Because that's what they make.
Right.
That's their brand of humor.
Right. That's their expression, right?
Yeah.
It can also be a terrible thing if that one off-color joke or you know, or maybe expression goes viral. Like, that's the only thing you're known for.
Right.
Like, we don't know you for anything else except that you did this really terrible you know, potentially maybe, you know, anti-whatever joke, and then that would be the thing that, that catapults you into fame, then that probably is not a great thing.
It could also be, like, not even necessarily a negative thing. I know a lot of TikTokers that do, like, variety of videos. They might make, like, you know, political or activism content, but then they also make their own personal content, and maybe they... their story times and, like, the things that are more humorous get all the views.
Right.
And then the content that they actually work really hard for right. and do research on gets nothing.
Right.
And I've seen a lot of people kind of get put into that niche of, like, oh, you're the funny girl.
Or, right.
You're the person that just makes the jokes or that says this one thing in all your videos. But it's like, no, I actually make 20 videos a day.
Oh, Lord.
18 of them are something else.
Right. Wow. So, yeah. So, all right. What do you guys think? Do you use humor in your art, or do you enjoy humor in other people's art? We'd love to hear about it. Maybe some examples of the humorous things that you enjoy. Put it in the comments below. And what else? As you know, Obtainium Flow is flowing on all your favorite streaming channels, your streaming platforms. Make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube channel. I'm sure you are because you're here. Because the next video for Obtainium Flow Daylight is coming out any day now, and you don't want to miss it. And if you did, oh, if you want to check out Zandalee's work, I keep forgetting that you guys may not know. This is Zandalee, and she has a blog, and what else?
I have a YouTube channel.
And a YouTube channel. So if you want to check her out, I will put the links below so that you can go and support her, fellow creator, fellow DIY rockstar. All right, if you dig the vibe and you want to be a part of the tribe, be sure to
subscribe.
We're wishing you love, peace, and
chicken. Yeah.